Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, a little Sweet 16 music.
Hey!
Coach L's got this one on repeat because
he's riding.
He's there every year.
It's his theme song.
Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, Jim Larrañaga, head coach of the University of Miami men's basketball team, on their way to the Sweet 16 for the second year in a row. Coach, congratulations. We'll get right into it because Sunday's game felt a lot different than Friday's game. So explain to us how the team can look so different from Drake to the Indiana game.
Well, I would say, first of all, we were so psyched up for the Drake game that we were there's too much adrenaline flowing. We started rushing. All you have to do is look at the first possession. Norshad Omir's launching a three from the top of the key. Not exactly the way we designed the start of the game.
You can laugh about it. You can laugh about it now, Coach.
Yeah, but at the timeout, the first timeout, I said to him, hey, I don't recognize you guys. Who are you? And I just told him, you need to relax and play our game. Got to play the Miami way. But we were uptight, and the focus was more on, I got to play really well. I got to play really, instead of, hey, we got to just play our game. And so, thank goodness, we were able to come from behind. In the last 4 minutes, we were down 8. We went on a 16-1 run, finished the game very strong. And it was almost like relief. It wasn't happiness. It wasn't joy. It was relief. But I knew immediately in the locker room afterwards was a different attitude. It was, I can't wait to get back out there and play against Indiana because I didn't play up to my capabilities tonight. I'm going to play a whole lot better on Sunday. And Isaiah Wong and Jordan Miller, two of our top leaders, top players, they certainly did that because on Sunday against Indiana, they were terrific.
And what did you say to Norchad Omir? 17 rebounds, Coach. Is he sneaking around the court? They don't know where he is. Why doesn't anybody put a hip on him, a back on him, something to slow down Omir from getting to that board?
Yeah, I love his response to when someone asked him, why are you such a good rebounder? He had a very simple response. I like rebounding.
And he does. That's impressive.
He does. He goes after the ball every time on offense and defense.
That is a great answer by him. I said, we had Joe Zagacki on yesterday, and I said, you've got to give some major props to your training staff, right? Because Norshad Omir, that injury can keep people out of games for a long period of time. He looked like he struggled a little bit on Friday. Sunday, he almost looked like he was 100%.
Yeah, what I would say, he gave 100% effort into getting himself 100%. He was in the training room 10 hours a day. Sam Johnson, our trainer, he asked him, he said, hey, Sam, how long do I have to be in here? And Sam said, until you're 100% well. So he just stayed in the training room. I don't think he slept there, but he might as well have. He put in about 10 hours of rehab for 4 or 5 straight days. Starting with when we got back in town on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and finally on Thursday, he was cleared for practice.
And Isaiah Wong, coach, he dropped 27, but only dropping 5 Friday, and then 27. What was the big jump for Isaiah, who is the ACC Player of the Year?
Yeah, he went 1-for-10 on Friday night. And the only thing, I texted him on Saturday night and just told him, listen, I have so much confidence in you. You are the ACC Player of the Year for a reason. You are a great player, and I know you're going to play great against Indiana. And he did. That's just who he is. Just having a bad game, people have bad games in any sport. You sometimes have a bad night. But the one thing you know about him, he never has a bad effort day, and he never has a bad attitude day. And his attitude and effort against Indiana was to help us advance, and he sure did that.
But coach, in that situation where you have, you know, a nationally recognized great player and he has a down night, in the back of your mind, do you have a backup plan if, you know, if Isaiah is off again Sunday? Like, I need to do this. Do you even think about that angle?
Well, you certainly are always planning, you know, to have options, plan A, plan B, plan C. But, you know, quite frankly, this team has been a very close-knit group who play very well together. And those guys who start, each of them has had nights when they don't play particularly well. But on most nights, we have 4 or 5 guys in double figures. They share the ball extremely well on offense, and they work their tail off defensively. We're not very big, so some nights we don't rebound the ball as well as we'd like, and some nights we don't shoot the ball as well as we'd like. But overall, this is a team that plays like a team. They like each other on the court and off the court, and they're very well connected.
Yeah, I think it was pretty visible. Jim Larrañaga is with us. This team seems to have fun, and you seem to have fun with them as well. I think everyone saw the post-game interview on Sunday. I think it was Norchad O'Meara that came over and said, "You the man." And then who was it, Nigel Pack, that tried to kiss you on the cheek? Like, this yeah. team really likes each other, and you like them. Like, it's very visible.
I sent each of them that screenshot. That was a photo that Tessa Mortensen, our marketing person, she's a videographer. She sent me pictures of that. I sent it to the guys with a note. This is a great photo. But Norchad, you know, he put his arm around me and said, "I'm the man." But really, if I had a chance, I would have put my arm around him and said, "No, you're the man." And then Nigel Pack, he's just not tall enough to kiss me on the cheek.
I mean, that was pure joy. It was great.
And, Coach, just thinking about it now, when you bring up, you know, Nigel Pack and Norchad O'Meara, where they haven't even been here a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, you add them, and now that camaraderie, that love that you see and is articulated through the, you know, what Hawk just talked about, is that difficult now? Because with the transfer portal and everything going on in NILs, to get that camaraderie, get that love for each other and go into the Sweet 16 and really see it?
Well, I think with all your recruits, you got to recruit the kids with the right character. And those two and our 4 freshmen, they fit in here so beautifully. They work so hard together. They really enjoy each other's company. They really embrace the Miami way. And so they know I want them to have fun. I want them to enjoy this experience. I tell them all the time, this is a once in a lifetime. You say, "Well, it happened last year." Yeah, but not all the same guys are here. It changes from year to year. And my coaching staff even changed. Chris Caputo was here. Now he's gone. Cody Kimball's come in, and he's added a different dimension. So every year is a new experience, and these guys are really enjoying it for the first time. And hopefully we can continue this magical carpet ride.
And they have one of the best coaches, basketball minds, and motivators of basketball history too, right?
For real.
Yeah, that's what my wife said.
It is true, man. Well, all right, let's now look at Friday. We've done the celebration. Friday, your big underdog, Houston. How do you beat the number one Cougars?
Well, first of all, we have a great deal of respect for Kelvin Sampson and his staff and the job they have done in building a terrific basketball program in Houston. And they've not just good this year, they've been good for a long time now. So they've been number one in the country. They're extremely athletic. They're top four in the country in defense and in offensive rebounding. They're a terrific offensive team. They've got a lot of NBA basketball in them, meaning the style of play you see in the NBA, you can see that Kelvin Sampson's experience in the NBA has translated very well to the college game. And so, you know, guys like Kelvin Sampson have been in the NBA and implementing kind of a NBA style, very similar to us. They play man-to-man defense. They get after you. They're very physical. They rebound the ball extremely well. They're not overly tall. You know, some teams like Duke, they got 2 7-footers in the starting lineup. No, Houston is not built that way. Their guys are like 6'8", 6'7", but they're athletic and can jump like Norshad Omir, like Jordan Miller. But they're thicker than us. They're more of a bruising team than we are. So it's going to be a real challenge for us to handle the physicality, and we've got to be more physical ourselves at the defensive end.
When I bring up beating a number one team, and we're talking about Miami, as you're talking there, Crowder and I were in studio, we're watching ESPN, and they're showing the women's game last night, and we've got to give a shout-out. I don't know if you were able to watch it last night.
I watched it.
Katie Meyer leads that team to a victory over number one Indiana. I mean, you had to be smiling from ear to ear. You are one of four schools in the nation that has both the men's and women's team in the Sweet 16.
That's awesome. It says an awful lot about our athletic department, the support we're getting from our athletic director, Dan Radakovich, from our administration, starting with Joe Echeverria and Rudy Fernandez, President Julio Frank, his whole staff. We're very, very happy to be a part of the Miami family. This is a great university, great academically. When we were on the road in Albany, we had the cheerleaders and dance team with us. The band was with us. And I walked by the lobby, and all these young ladies were studying. Studying, and I don't think my guys were studying. But I walked by and I stopped and said hello to them and asked them what they were majoring in. Two of them said, "Oh, I'm going to be a doctor." One of them said they're going to law school. Another one said they're going to go into advertising. And all brilliant students. So Miami is not one of those basketball factories or football factories. University of Miami is a great academic institution and just a fun place for students to grow as students, as people, and as student athletes.
And coach, as the teams get bigger, the teams get better, the games get more on the line. I know the intensity goes up on the court. What about off the court? Because you're playing in different venues and moving around. Is it 64-32-16? Does it keep getting crazier and crazier in those arenas?
Yeah, well, you're about the seventh interview I've done today. My players have done a bunch. And you know, what I tell them is you guys have a job to do. The media does, whether it's television or print media or radio. You guys all have a job to do. And right now, March Madness is the biggest story on the planet. And I said, so we've got to enjoy that and know that it's great for branding our university. Because people will identify with our student-athletes as to what kind of school we have. So when Jordan Miller, Isaiah Wong, Norshad Omir, Nigel Peck, when they're under that microphone and speaking articulately and expressing, you know, the way they feel, the way they approach the game of basketball and the game of life, that makes an impression on everybody. And I'm sure, I'm absolutely certain that our website will have more hits on it during these next 2 weeks than ever before, because people are going to watch the University of Miami play against Drake and Indiana and say, man, I'd like to look at that school maybe. And then they're going to watch us in the Sweet 16. And, you know, the more they see, the more they like, the more interested is in the university. And that's what we're looking for.
In your wildest dreams, because I remember talking to you years ago, in your wildest dreams, when you're delivering pizzas to dorm rooms to try to generate interest in the basketball program, did you ever think we'd get to this point where South Florida is a basketball hotbed during March Madness, during the Sweet 16?
Honestly, The answer is definitely yes. We felt like, hey, this is our goal. We're going to prioritize the things that will help us get there. And then we're going to recruit the right caliber of student-athlete, the right kind of person. We're going to have the right assistant coaches on my staff to find the right guys. And then we will slowly build towards a tradition that everybody will be proud of. And we've done that. We've been to four Sweet 16s. We've been to one Elite Eight. We are graduating all of our seniors. So I feel very, very confident that this is something that can continue. It doesn't mean every year. We're not a factory. We're not something that just, you know, produces on the assembly line. This is all about getting the right people on board.
Man, has it been fun. From a fan's standpoint, it has been fun as hell. So what is the travel schedule? You guys leave tomorrow, Coach?
Yes, we leave around 2 tomorrow, fly into Kansas City. It's about a 4-hour flight. We'll get settled in there, have dinner tomorrow night as a team, practice on Thursday, play on Friday.
You going to sit next to Joe Zagacki on the plane?
I don't sit next to Joe. I sit next to my wife, who travels with the team these days. She has to take care of the coach.
Joe told us that you're into, like, the word games. You playing Wordle or crossword puzzles? What are you doing?
I have about 5 word games that I play just about every day. Wordle is quick. That's only one thing. But I have a game called 4 Words that I show Joe. I've got one that says 7 words. I have one that has 4 pictures in a word. So they're all crazy. Sometimes I even go to my geography one called Stack the States. Have you ever heard of that?
I've played a geography one called Worldle, and I am the worst at it. That's my University of Miami education, by the way. But unless it's USA or Canada, I cannot pick out what the country is.
Well, Stack the States is a terrific a game about the United States. It asks you all kinds of questions. So, I have one called Wordscapes. You got to figure out the words in a word. So those are a lot of fun. They tell me that those games will keep me from getting Alzheimer's. So I got to work hard at that.
Keep playing them.
Right. No, Coach. What about a good Toy Blast or Candy Crush, Coach? You don't have to always get smarter when you're playing. Enjoy yourself.
I'm all about education. I added a new word to my team's vocabulary.
What's that?
I asked them before the Indiana game, how many of you guys know what the word omnipresent is? And about half the guys knew and half the guys didn't. So I explained the definition of the word. And I'm going to tell you guys now if you don't know. Omnipresent basically means present in all places at all times. So you got to be everywhere all the time, not just guard your man, but you got to guard, like in this particular case, my point was we all got to guard Trace Jackson Davis. If your man doesn't have the ball, you're on Trace Jackson Davis because we can't let that guy dominate us.
I try to be omnipresent on this radio station. Crowder is omnipresent on podcasts and radio shows. We're going to follow your lead. Do you want me to text you my Wordle score every morning? Because I got a couple threads where I text my Wordles.
No, my wife and I compete, but I don't need you.
This is like Dylan Brooks offering his jersey to Kyrie Irving and Kyrie saying, I'm not interested.
Love the honesty, Coach.
I'll text it to you anyway. I'll text it. I got it in 3 tries today, Wordle. 3 tries.
I'm changing my cell phone number.
Don't run, Coach.
All right, I don't want to do anything to get him out of the zone that he's in right now because things are really good. Jim Larrañaga, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. They play on Friday, the Sweet 16. You can hear the game right here on 560 WQAM. We are so beyond proud to have both the men's and women's teams in the Sweet 16. And we love that you're a friend of the program. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Good talking.
There you go. Jim Larrañaga. I'm going to text him my Wordle score during the break.
Leave him alone.
See what happens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.